Hi, so I'm gonna talk about this guy who I'll call, what would be a good name for him? I'm gonna call him Brad. Picture someone named Brad, like captain of a football team, very white, that kind of shit. I'm gonna call him Brad. So, Brad, how did I know him? Okay, my super tight homie, Rick, freshman year, was from Virginia, like near Washington, D.C., and this guy, Brad, was his, like, friend since, I think, like, middle school, maybe, or maybe even before then. Like, they've been friends for, like, over 10 years, a real long time. And Rick is gay, and Brad is straight, but Rick, like, always had kind of a crush on him because he was real hot, like, starting in high school. So he, like, kind of, he didn't, like, carry a torch for him. They were friends, but, like, he appreciated how good he looked. So I just hear about, like, his hot friend Brad and, like, XYZ. Apparently he had, like, escapades in high school. Like, he kind of did dumb shit and hooked up with a lot of girls and stuff. And I was like, okay. So he's, like, kind of slutty, you know, whatever. That's okay. And, yeah, Rick and I were really tight in college. And I didn't go out that much. We'd go to this dude occasionally, but I was way more of a homebody freshman year, so we would just hang out and, like, play Kings with other people, like, his roommates and stuff, and, like, watch Will and Grace and, like, watch weird-ass YouTube videos about the Golden Girls and shit and, like, conspiracy theories. Like, yeah, just chilled. And, yeah, he was, my best friend freshman year. So sometime, I think, second semester, I want to say it was, like, January, February, like, early into the semester, I visited him in his hometown in Virginia, and it was really fun. We drove down, it was, like, a four-hour drive, and, like, I can't drive, so he drove the whole way, and, we were gonna go to, like, see his mom, and, like, I think he had to pick up some stuff, and just to, like, chill and, like, show me where I lived, because it sounded really different than where I grew up, like, totally suburban experience. So, I think, like, I don't know, second night we're there, we're hanging out with a bunch of Rick's friends. Like, these are all friends, like, from high school and his hometown homies. And I met Brad for the first time. And I was, like, a little nervous, I'm not gonna lie, to, like, actually meet him. After hearing, like, that he was real hot and, like, got around, I was like, okay. Because at this point, so where are we? February, freshman year of college. It had been, like, wow, it had been, like, a year and a half since I'd, like, done anything with a dude. Like, I had a high school boyfriend, and then there was a long drought. So I was deep into that drought when I first met Brad, like, in February. And, he was hot. He was just real cute. I think I remember what he was, oh my god, I totally remember what he was wearing the night that I met him. Isn't that fucking stupid? I guess I'll give you, like, the physical description. Okay, so let me set the scene. We're hanging out in, I think, Rick's cousin's house. Because Rick and his cousin were real tight. And they were, like, the same age. So they had, like, their whole friend group. And it was Rick, his cousin, like, two or three other friends, and this guy, Brad. And so he was, like, my height. He was definitely not tall. And he's actually a redhead. Like, I know some people are not attracted to redheads. And, like, for the most part, I'm not too, but I don't know, it just looked real cute on him. His hair was, like, fucking Ron Weasley red, like, in the first movie when it was, like, dark red. He had that, like, ginger complexion of, like, pale with freckles, but, like, his freckles were real light and, like, not that many. Oh, he was just real hot. Oh, one weird thing about him was he had, like, really sharp canine teeth, which sometimes can be attractive, but, like, is also a little weird. But other than that, he was real cute. He had a cute face. He looked like, I don't know, like, kind of rugby-ish, but also, like, very, like, football player. I think if he'd been a little taller, like, 6 inches taller, he would have been, like, the type, the, like, American quarterback whatever type. And I think he might have had a little complex about that, the fact that he was my height, 5'7", which, like, isn't short, but I don't know. So this is him, this is what he looks like, and I meet him, and I remember he was wearing, like, a black pullover hoodie and, like, khaki pants and, like, black moccasins. Like, he was real white. This was Virginia. Yeah, it was, like, not a good outfit, but he still looked real cute. And I'd never been, like, attracted to a dude in fucking moccasins before, because I'm from fucking New York City. But yeah, he was real cute. And he wasn't, like, flirtatious or sexual or anything at first. We were, like, playing Xbox or something. I don't remember what we were playing. And we were just hanging out. I think we were drinking fucking Natty Light. So that's the kind of night it was with Rick and his high school buddies and hot ass Brad. So that was the first night I met him. We just hung out with all the friends, nothing sexual or romantic or anything. This was February, I think, of freshman year. And then fast forward to like 2 months later, April freshman year, and things are kind of different now because my friend Rick has a boyfriend and like it's all serious with them, and I'm still in that drought. And like being around other people, like when they're in sexual relationships, when you're like in a long ass dry period, is rough. And I was 19 at this point, so like, you know, hormones are raging and shit. So it's April, I think. I don't think it was spring break. I think it was like a couple of weeks before spring break. But Rick, his boyfriend, and I were gonna go down to Virginia, so like the boyfriend could meet Rick's mom and we could all hang. And of course, I had like the motivation to try to make out / hook up with Brad. And I was like, yes, because I definitely didn't, like, want to have sex with him, like, have intercourse, but I don't know, I wanted to, like, touch a man again, because it had been mad long. So that was, like, my private motivation. I didn't really tell Rick and his boyfriend, like, oh, I'm going to try to hook up with your friend Brad, but, I don't know, it was, like, my secret motivation. So we get to Virginia, you know, we, like, hang out with the family and Rick and his boyfriend, I think, the first night. Oop. I don't want to, like, burp into my phone. So we hang out whatever first night. And then the second night, oh my god, I remember it so clearly. The second night, Rick, his boyfriend, and, like, his friends, his high school friends and Brad came over to Rick's house. Because I think his mom was working or away, or somehow we had the whole house to ourselves like overnight, and it was like, yes, it's not like we'd have a party or anything because like we weren't at college, but his like hometown friends were mostly away and it wouldn't have worked, but we just had like a couple people over and fucking drank Natty Light again. And I think, oh yeah, right, okay, so obviously Rick and his boyfriend like had their own motivations to have the house to themselves so they could like bone or whatever, but like I think I let them know that I was going to try to hook up with Brad. So we kind of, like, half orchestrated. It was like in Broad City when they orchestrate, like, truth or dare. So you just, like, dare someone to kiss someone that they happen to be interested in. So we're drinking our fucking shitty-ass beer, and we're playing truth or dare. And I think, yeah, Rick got to me and was like, truth or dare? So I said dare. And he was like, oh, I dare you to kiss Brad. So I did. And, Rick later said that observing this, I kind of attacked Brad's face a little bit. This was freshman year of college, and you know, I was a little desperate, so I did. I mean, like, not viciously, but like a little jumpy for, you know, pretend when I'm supposed to pretend to be like coy and be like, oh, okay, I guess I'll kiss you. I was just like, yes. So we do that, and then I think the game continues or something. Yeah, I think we keep playing truth or dare, but it's, like, lame, and mostly just, like, Rick and his friends, like, razzing each other, whatever. And I think Brad and I were, like, holding hands at this point or something. Are we kissed again? I think we were just, like, sitting there holding hands. Anyway, we ended up going upstairs to Rick's bedroom, which, like, had kind of just already been pre-orchestrated at this point. We were just like, all right, let's just do this. And I was, like, psyched out of my mind because it had been, like, almost 2 years at that point since I'd, like, hooked up with a dude at all, and I was about to get some, and I was like, yes, because he was still real hot. He had, like, a really cute butt. Rick was, like, halfway convinced that he was gay because his body was so dope, and I'm like, no, he's just real cute. That sucks for you, I guess, but, yeah, so I think I still had my, oh, no, it wasn't Natty Light, it was Keystone Light. I think I still had my Keystone Light with me, because I remember, like, drinking it, like, in Rick's room and, like, talking or whatever to Brad. Like, it's probably, like, fake-ass small talk that you do before you hook up with someone. And, we started, you know, making out. So we start making out, and I don't think we were kissing for that long, because I guess we were both into it,
And we start taking our clothes off, and we get onto the bed, and I'm just recalling the memory right now. God, this was like 4 years ago. Fun fact, Brad is actually the first guy to ever eat me out, which is such a weird memory when you think back. Like, technically that happened to me, you know? So, Brad's eating me out, and, gotta say, not great, I remember. Cause, God holds, okay, I'm 19 at this point. There's kind of a lot of, like, you know, fuss. You know, I hear tell about people having sex and, like, doing all kinds of shit that I hadn't necessarily done yet. And getting eaten out was one of them. You know, I'd seen Black Swan and shit, you know. And, yeah, Brad was not that good at it. I remember it didn't really feel like anything. I was just like, alright, this is kind of different. I mean, it was nice to have a dude near my genitals again after, like, 2 years of a dry period. But, yeah, so maybe he's eating me out for, like, 2 minutes or something. Oh, that's my phone. Hold on. So eventually, you know, I'm like, all right, I'm done with getting eaten out for now. And I want to get to the actual, like, dick-getting part. So he takes his boxers off, and he's a straight white boy, so of course he's wearing, like, light blue plaid boxers from, I don't know, Hanes or fucking Fruit of the Loom or something, because that's what they all wear. And, okay, although Brad's head game was very weak, his dick game was strong. I remember he had, like, a really nice penis. I don't think in measurements. Like, if I'm seeing a dude's dick, the last thing on my mind is, like, whipping out a ruler. But, I don't know, maybe it was, like, 7 inches, and, it was just real pretty. He, like, didn't have a lot of pubes, I think. I don't know, he just had, like, a big dick, and it was good. So, you know, I start blowing him because I didn't know how to do that. I was experienced in that. And, it had been, like, 2 years, so I was a little rusty, I'm not gonna lie. But it was just good to be, like, near male genitals again. And, do you know what actually happened? Like, I still can't believe this happened. It's like something out of a movie. Like, I'm maybe 2 minutes into blowing him, and his phone starts ringing. And, he actually answers it, which, first of all, nice move, Brad. And it's his mom, so that was great. His mom was calling, and I think she was pissed off that he was out so late, even though I think it was, like, maybe midnight at the latest. And it was kind of just this awkward, like, okay, mom, I'll be home soon moment. I mean, it sounds so high school, you know, but this was after high school. Like, I was a freshman in college at this point. But alas, he, got dressed and, like, left. It was a very weird sexual experience. 2 minutes of getting eaten out badly, and then 2 minutes of blowjob, and, bye-bye. Maybe there's something poetic about that, you know, like, no release. And, that was the end of my experience with Brad. Rick left my school, and, we're still friends, but that was the last time I've been to Virginia to see him. Never saw Brad again, and, I actually, am friends with him on Facebook. And, it's a little sad, I gotta say. Brad's not a champion of his life, I would say. He was really into becoming a firefighter. That's why he worked out so consistently and had such a nice body. He, like, always wanted to be a firefighter. And he was in, I don't know what you call it, firefighter training, firefighter school or whatever. And he got a DUI because he was plastered and he was driving. And I think he hit something and, like, totaled his car. It was real bad. So in one fell swoop, he, like, lost his car and, like, lost his potential job. I think he's doing some kind of hostess job now, or bartending, some kind of pretty people job, I think. It might be at a gay bar. I feel like he could make a lot of money there because he's real cute. But that's the end of my experience with Redhead Brad. He was real cute. He was not too bright, and it was really convenient to hook up with someone that I didn't know, hadn't gone to high school with or anything, and would never see again, really, so there was no pressure. And while it definitely wasn't a particularly good sexual experience, it was at least, like, it was like dipping my toe back in, you know, back into the adult world of touching other people's bodies. And, I mean, I don't regret it. He's, like I said, he's a bit of a dum-dum. He's not too bright, but, I don't regret it. So, yeah.